Welcome to Life Talk, a series of thought-provoking podcasts specifically developed to thoroughly enrapture, dynamically expand, and potentially enrich your life by challenging your heart. And now, here's Craig.
The difficult task of forgiveness. Well, let's talk about the difficulty, but also the necessity. Forgiveness often seems to be one of those things that's a genuinely nice idea, but not really a life-liberating reality. We all know that life is full of really nice ideas, those trite sayings and gentle stories and brave concepts that would make life a whole lot better if they were really real. The reality is that they don't seem to work in the real world. Sometimes the very things that we wish were true simply dissolve and disintegrate when the reality of life hits them. And forgiveness at times seems to be one of those things. Sometimes the greatest and most profound truths seem to be the very things that are completely removed from the reality of the lives that we live. In reality, it's not that they don't fit or are idealistic or naive or far-fetched. Most often, it's simply the fact that we don't know how to incorporate them. Sometimes the greatest truths are so big and so encompassing that we can't figure out how to figure them in. And because we can't somehow make them fit, we assume them to be irrelevant or weak or inadequate or just plain stupid. Such often seems the fate of forgiveness. The Oxford English Dictionary defines forgiveness this way: to grant free pardon and to give up all claim on account of an offense or debt. The American Psychological Association expands the definition of forgiveness as the process of concluding resentment, indignation, or anger as a result of a perceived offense, difference, or mistake, and/or ceasing to demand punishment or restitution. But whatever your definition might be, forgiveness is about letting go in a manner so total that the offense and the restitution are likewise released. Yet there are some major obstacles to forgiveness. Forgiveness is a releasing, which makes it difficult on at least three basic fronts. First, we typically demand restitution be obtained or the justice be meted out for whatever offense we've incurred. There is a deep sense of justice that demands correction of an offense through some sort of action that both compensates for whatever loss we've sustained while teaching the offending party that such actions are inappropriate and intolerable. The act of forgiveness works against this feeling, making forgiveness difficult and contrary. Second, forgiveness creates a perceived sense of vulnerability. If we grant free pardon, do we then open ourselves up to have the same offense perpetrated upon us again? Are we giving space and opportunity for the offending party to do to us what they did before? In forgiving, have we relinquished power that we can no longer hold over the person who offended us in order to keep ourselves safe and make them pay? Third, we see forgiveness as letting someone off the hook. It's a free pass, a mulligan, a turning away, where we permit ignorance to erase that which should not be erased. We feel we do an injustice by not handing out justice and instead waving off an offense in a manner that seems both irresponsible and ignorant. Forgiveness is often seen as an easy way to resolve or bypass something that should be dealt with. Well, in all this forgiveness talk, let's talk about what forgiveness is not. Forgiveness is not saying that the offense was okay or somehow less than what it really was. It's not watering down the offense or somehow sweeping the whole thing under the carpet in some sort of passive gesture. In reality, it's simply saying that to hold the offense against the person is simply too toxic for the one holding it. Holding the offense stymies the one holding it, therefore not allowing the offended party to move on. Forgiveness makes nothing okay. It's not about that. It's about creating freedom and release. Neither is forgiveness a means of giving the offending individual permission to reoffend. Forgiveness comes with the understanding of the nature of the offense as well as the establishment of boundaries to keep the offense from happening again. Forgiveness is not permissive or passive. It is an intentional act of release, not an act of permission. Well, then, what is forgiveness? Well, the old saying is quite true. Forgiveness is more for the one who forgives than for him who is being forgiven. In forgiveness, we choose to let go of the emotional toxicity that's being held within us. We're not granting permission to the offense or minimizing it. Forgiveness is an act of personal liberation where we are setting ourselves free from whatever was done to us. It is not an action that invalidates the offense. Rather, it's an action that leaves the consequences of the action with the offending party while freeing us to move on with our lives. Forgiveness is a choice to leave the past with those who created it so that we can move on to a future yet to be created. It has nothing to do with weakness, and it has everything to do with strength. In this forgiveness stuff, the absolutely hardest person to forgive is most often ourselves. There's some sort of blockage when we are the one in need of our own forgiveness. There's something doubly binding when we are both the offending party and the one extending forgiveness all wrapped in one. The duality of all of that puts us in two roles at the same time, making forgiveness doubly difficult. Despite the inherent difficulty, it is right here that the greatest grace, which is unmerited favor, needs to be extended in that we embrace both authentic remorse for offenses we've incurred while extending ourselves the fullest release of forgiveness. Something about this dichotomy is terribly difficult, holding many hostage to mistakes far in the past that dim or even rob the hope of the future. Forgiveness is inherently powerful enough to extend itself wholly and completely to us, even when we are the ones in need of forgiving. And so you might ask, what are you holding on to and why are you doing that? If you look closely enough, you're likely to see that the rationale for withholding forgiveness is far outweighed by the liberating release inherent in forgiving. Take stock of what you're holding on to and consider the worth of holding it versus the freedom found in releasing it.
Thank you for joining us for Life Talk. For further information or additional resources, please visit www.craiglpc.com.